well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling? Let's do it, man.
This week on the Sessions at Midori House, we're joined by American rock band Mona. Back in 2011, the band was snapped up by a major label and were being splashed all over publications like The Enemy as the next big thing. They played coveted slots on late-night TV, Conan, Jules and so on. They supported the likes of Arcade Fire and Kings of Leon and had a top 40 album. But the band's relationship with their label fizzled, and now Mona are in a much happier place making music the way that they want to. This June, they'll release a new LP called Soldier On. It's a gutsy, energetic and emotional rock album, fueled by frontman Nick Brown's powerful vocals.
What's happening, everybody? This is Mona, and the name of the song is Judas.
Nick and Jordan from Mona play for us today.
You had a heart of gold, sold me out for silver and gold. My friend, don't do this again. We both know how this ends for me. Hanging around like Christ on a tree. Oh, Judas, my friend, don't do this again. We both know how this ends for me.
I think the power of music is the power of like humans. So I don't care what label we're on. If we like the people we're working with, we've had enough pats on the back in our career. Like, we're not doing music for status or trying to get rich and famous. For us, it was really important to keep soldiering on in a way where you're with people that you want to be in business with, that you want to work with. Some things that look good on paper aren't really what you want to live with. And we had a lot of things that looked really good on paper that we just weren't happy with.
Because I know you've expressed disappointment with maybe how things have gone within the music industry in the past. What do you think the kind of main issues are, that what looks like a dream situation isn't a dream situation?
As humans have since the beginning of time, we evolve and we move past things. I think the music industry on the business side didn't evolve with technology and society. And now it's at a place where I think artists get choked. I think by majors and across the board, I think musicians, it's harder for people to break now more than ever. And then even to get to a point where you're making not crazy money. We're not talking about the 80s and 90s where people are making, you know, tens of millions right off the bat. But just to make a living is a little bit harder than it's ever been. But on the bright side of that, it's also easier to access music for the listener and for us as listeners and fans. So it's good. It's good and bad. I mean,
Well, yeah, it's bad because there's people who, I hate to say this, but maybe shouldn't be making music, because music is for everyone, but because of technology, people who probably shouldn't be doing it are doing it and getting recognized for it sometimes.
I mean, and it, even beyond that, the way that it's exploited, Aretha Franklin was good because she was good. And, you know, she was, now with technology, sometimes you can cheat. So there's a lot of, this is like a, we're going to have to start a podcast and have like 42 episodes to actually tap into all of that. But I think, once again, we go back to the human thing a lot, you know, and I think good music finds good people. And there's, whether it's, you know, music or religion or racial or sexual, everybody's got their own thing. And they're, you know, we're not against any of it. It's just sometimes it takes a little bit of time to find your own way in it. The song is called Kiss Like a Woman.
You got a lonely guy on a lonely night. Daydream seems like the only life. And you walked in, I've been waiting. Talk like a man. Here we are in the summer rain again. You're soaking wet, it's easy to see. There's no other place I'd rather be than when you kiss like a woman, talk like a man. Here we are in the summer rain again. You're soaking wet, it's easy to see. Baby, my eyes see it all the same. We all live in the sun and in the rain. So keep walking and don't give in. Oh, I can't sit here wasting all this time. Talk like a man. Here we are in the summer rain again. You're soaking wet, it's easy to see. There's no other place I'd rather be than when you kiss like a woman, talk like a man. Here we are in the summer rain again. You're soaking wet. When you come, talk like a man. Here we are in the summer rain again. You're soaking wet, it's easy to see. No other place that I'd rather be when you kiss like a woman. Come on, kiss like a woman. Come on, kiss like a woman.
I know you recorded this, Soldron, in your own studio in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about the studio, because it sounds like there's lots going on there. It's on a ranch, I believe.
Yeah, I'm on like a decent little bit of land. Fun fact, I live across the street from Garth Brooks, so any country music fans, if you're ever stalking him, stop by and say hello.
Is he a good neighbor?
I don't know. Never, but we just like wave. Like he's on this, I'm on like a tiny hill, and then he's on like a massive.
On the mountain.
Yeah, like I see him
literally
like on a four wheeler, like across the way, and we'll like wave. But no, I got some space. You know, I moved out. I was like right in the heart of all of it in East Nashville, and moved away about 9 miles. And there's a lot of land up there, and we have like a, not a crazy big space, but it's like maybe like 1,000 square feet, something like that. And it's just open one big room, and we have everything you could ever want. And that's where we rehearse. That's where we write. That's where we brainstorm. And there was a lot of just, you know, when you're forced to transition, we got to have a lot of conversations that you don't get to have when you're going a million miles an hour. I mean, from your first album into your second album, there's not really a lot of conversations. There's just go. You know, you're recording stuff. You're playing it for people in your life. If they like it, you're going. If they don't, you're writing more. And then you just go. And then you kind of think about it all after the fact. This one, we thought about a lot of things beforehand, which was a different, you know, different experience.
And, I mean, what you played for us today is pretty stripped back for what you guys do. The sound on the album is so much bigger. Tell us a bit about your live shows. Do you like to stay true to the sound on the album, or do you like to change things up a bit?
I mean, it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, I think Jordan grew up like punk rock, and I grew up in a Pentecostal church where like anything goes, you know, like a lot of the old, you know, Jerry Lee, like that whole Elvis denomination where, so I kind of, you know, punk is a different kind of emotion, but we're emotional about music. Like you have to feel it, you know, it has to be real or else you kind of call bullshit. So I think live, we tap into that a lot more. I think the studio, we like, you know, bits of sophistication and beauty in it. The first two albums were definitely more just like a band in a room. The second one, there's a lot of layers and there's a lot of, you know, just getting sounds right, and to our ears at least.
People talk a lot about how songwriting is a cathartic process, but I feel like for you guys, maybe performing these songs is quite cathartic. I feel like you probably get a lot out in your performances. Do you find that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's therapy. It's survival. It's not necessarily just because you're playing it live. It's because you're playing it live for other people. And then when you see that response, I mean, that's how everyone kind of feels validation in this world is a bouncing off of other humans. And you'll hear me say that word probably 40 more times. Like, that's where everything is real. You know, Bob Marley in a vacuum doesn't matter. You know, like it's because of what he was saying for the people at the time, you know, on down the line, every protest movement, every great speaker, every great musician, actor, poet, it's because of what was going on in society at the time. What is why they were so great is because those ideas, our songs, our messages, our beliefs all, for everyone are in and of themselves irrelevant until applied to, you know, a group of people. And then that's where the magic starts. This next song is called Lean Into the Fall.
Here we go from town to town. Set them up, I'll knock them down. Another drink, another round we go. I don't know which road to take. Holding on for heaven's sake. Looking for the words to say. She cleans and I hope she cooks. Take her home a second look, no need. Is this sex or is it bluff? Hoping you don't call my bluff. Either way, it's something that I grieve. And I feel so justified laying next to you tonight.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guests were Mona, and their new album, Soldier On, is out on June the 1st on Bright Antenna Records. You can find out more about their tour dates at monatheband.com. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us at the same time next week for more brilliant live music, but for now, thanks for tuning in.
And no.